Welcome to the From the Hip podcast. I'm your host, Albert Hathazi, as always. It's the beginning of the week, and it is time for another podcast. I think that would be a great schedule. You can expect a podcast at the beginning of every week. Yes, let's stick to that for now. I want to talk about shaving today. No, not your legs or other body parts that usually done in private. No, we want to talk about facial shaving. You know what's interesting is that I get a better shave when this situation happens. You would think that if you didn't shave for a couple of days, you're going to get a great shave. In my case, I just ran over something. In my case, that's not the case. Just in case you are wondering, what works best for me is if one day, let's just say Sunday morning, which was the case yesterday, I shave just downward with downward strokes and then live with a not so perfect beard until the next day, which would be Monday. Then I shave how I normally would, which is downward, rinse, apply the facial white shaving cream, and then shave up like I normally do. So it's a down, rinse, repeat, but going upward. That day I will have a wonderful shave. Now, if I was to skip a day of shaving and then shave like I normally would, I will not get as good a shave. Now, this perplexes me. How is this happening? Why? Is it because I am not putting any unnatural strain on my beard by going on an upward trajectory? Well, then you would think that skipping an entire day of shaving would be the same thing. But for some reason, it's not. So today, my face feels fantastic. If I was at that stage in my life, I would let women touch my face. They would be smiling all the way, just like in those commercials. So if you happen to be listening to this program and deal with the pain in the butt that shaving is, and curse every time that you're about to approach your mirror and razor and fluffy white cream, then give it a try. Just one day, just try shaving down. Live with a slightly scruffy face for a day. Worked for George Michael. And then the next day, shave as you normally would. And please let me know if this helps you. The second segment of the From the Hip podcast is about to begin. I have unintentionally been pulled back into the realm of Count Dracula. The other day, which I think was Saturday, I was listening to a podcast, and it's funny. It's funny how it goes with these podcasts. When you happen to fall upon one you like, and then in the podcast, they mention some of the guests. And in this particular podcast, they mentioned two or three of the guests. You actually take their recommendations. So if you're liking a podcast and they say, oh, hi, Joe Smith is on this podcast or has this podcast, you actually say, hey, I want to check out what Joe Smith is about because I liked him. He did a good job here. So I checked out Joe Smith. And it was almost like a tumbleweed effect. I went from one podcast to another, and I enjoy them all. They're all in my queue now. One of them was a improvisational podcast. So I think his name is Paul F. Tompkins. He's from the Thrilling Adventure Hour, which another guy with him does that. which I don't remember his name. It's Blacker. Something Blacker. And he does a show that where they interview writers, which really intrigues me. These are people that write for movies, shows, or comedians, things like that. The improv podcast is where they, how they do it is. They interview somebody, and then through the questions or the answers of the interviewee, they go through and create an improv situation. I listened to the first one. I found the interview a little bit long, a little bit dry. It wasn't completely dry, but it was a little bit dry. I just wasn't super interested. It could have been what I was doing at that time, which was just walking, and my mind was wandering. But anyway, they take the answers from the interviewee, and they write them down, I imagine, and then they create the skit. It's hilarious. It is so interesting what could be created when you have a group of people and they're all working in a positive direction. Because one of the biggest rules of improv, the biggest rule of improv, is to never disagree with what's happening. For example, one of the performers may say, "Why are you wearing that hat today, Johnny?" Johnny, as the other improv actor, must never disagree and say, "What hat are you talking about? There's no hat on my head." That ruins everything. He has to go with it. The rule of improv is to say yes and agree, which is also the rule of creation. Never rule anything out. Never stomp it out. Never say no. Always proceed it with a what if. Okay, so there we are. So the improv podcast was fabulous. They did a spot for Audible, but they did it in a very natural and exciting way. They improvised it. And one of the books they recommend on Audible was Bram Stoker's Dracula. I know I've been an Audible listener for a long time, a couple years for sure. I mean, I think anyone who listens to podcasts has been bombarded with Audible advertisements. In fact, everybody who listens to podcasts probably already has an Audible account. Thank you. So I don't know how Audible is still making money, because everybody in their target demographics already got an Audible account. But obviously they are. I digress. So I took them up and I said, you know what, I'm going to listen to that at Bram Stoker's Dracula, because normally I'm listening to stuff about comedy, stuff about writing, blah, 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 becoming a better human being on this planet. That's the kind of stuff I listen to on Audible. But I've never listened to a work of fiction. And it happens to be that some famous people in this, there's some famous people who are contributing to reading of Bram Stoker's Dracula. One of them being Tim Curry. You might recognize that name. And so far, I am loving it. There we have it, the From the Hip podcast for today. Tips on better shaving, and also tips and recommendations for an Audible audiobook. Step out of the ordinary, welcome back, and step into the world of Count Dracula. Oh, the children of the night, what wonderful music they make.